Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike White. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cannell tags and scores. Hunt tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Bateman moves to second. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hickman tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Mets. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball towards right field. Bond makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Bond. Altman moves to second. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bond takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub is hit by the pitch. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Staub moves to third. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. 1 out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into left field. Altman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Altman. Staub scores. Bateman moves to third. Lillis moves to second. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground into center field. Hickman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hickman. Bateman scores. Lillis scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Astros. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive towards the mound. Farrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt hits a line drive into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell strikes out. 1 out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Casco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis moves to third. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Lillis scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Astros. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bond hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to third. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 5-3, Astros. Don Larsen now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Wynn scores. Aspromonte moves to second. It's 6-3, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Staub moves to second. 2 outs. Don Larsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cannell. Staub scores. It's 7-3, Astros. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larsen moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larson moves to third. Lillis moves to second. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Locke now pitching. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wynn strikes out. Gonder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wynn out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Staub is hit by the pitch. Aspromonte moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bateman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing left field. Mike White now playing right field. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. He's got two RBIs. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.